Belton ISD says the students didn't come into direct contact with the Dallas nurse on the plane. Kelly Crane with the Waco and McLennan County Public Health District says because of that, the chance of the students contracting Ebola is extremely low.
If you're in contact with someone, they have to be symptomatic for there to be any risk at all. And if no one is symptomatic, then there isn't any risk.
The CDC says Ebola can only be spread by direct contact with the bodily fluids of someone who is symptomatic of the virus. That means if they have a fever or if they're vomiting. And the virus isn't airborne.
The key is how much that direct contact. So when you think about that, we don't have anyone here that has had direct, up close contact. So that makes our risk very, very low.
The health district works with schools in the county on how to manage infectious diseases. Crane says in the event of a potential exposure, the public health district would get in touch with the patient and connect them with resources like monitoring and temperature checks. As far as closing down a school for cleaning, Crane says that's up to the district's discretion.
That's really a guidance that we can tell the schools this is what we believe is the correct thing to do, but if they want to take it further, if they want to close school, if they want to, if they prefer to do other things, that's up to them.
Conley ISD says amid concerns about the Ebola virus, their district will implement extra cleaning procedures to prevent the spread of any germs in the facility. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.